Truce in the Israel-Hamas war has been extended to a seventh day. The BBC's Hugo Bachega reports an attack took place just after the announcement was made.
Two attackers opened fire at people waiting in a bus stop, and they were then shot dead by the security forces here in Jerusalem. And now the authorities saying that two people have been killed, a 24-year-old woman and a man aged 70, and that at least seven people are now injured. They have been taken to hospital after this attack.
Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died.
He personally met with various leaders in the Middle East and helped negotiate an end to the Yom Kippur War.
In no area of the world is it more difficult to promote a just and lasting peace.
But the most pressing U.S. foreign policy issue was Vietnam. In 1970, Kissinger began secret negotiations with the North Vietnamese, hoping to end U.S. involvement in the war. Skyler Henry, CBS News, Washington.
Kissinger was 100 years old. There's been a ransomware attack on a healthcare chain that operates 30 hospitals across six states. The attack on Ardent Health Services has affected patients and facilities. The company's taken its network offline as a protective measure. More on that from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Without access to their computer system, affected hospitals have gone back to keeping paper records. Now, Ardent Health has not yet released a timeline for when its network will be restored or if they plan to pay the ransom.
Actor Jonathan Majors appeared in court in New York for the start of jury selection for a trial on charges he injured his then-girlfriend during an argument last spring. He says his ex-girlfriend was the aggressor in the confrontation. The trial could play a major role in what happens next with Majors' career. Before his arrest, he was going to play the next great supervillain in the Marvel multiverse. Same-sex marriage has come to Nepal.
A couple that's been married for 6 years officially registered the first same-sex marriage in Nepal. Earlier this year, the Supreme Court in the Asian nation issued an interim order allowing this. They faced holdups until local administrative offices got the okay to do the paperwork. Then the couple says it was a breeze. A top activist in Nepal calls it a historic achievement. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The family that runs the Sands Casino Company in Las Vegas says it has entered into an agreement to buy a majority stake in the NBA's Dallas Mavericks from team owner Mark Cuban. A source tells the Associated Press the family will pay $3.5 billion. Cuban will retain control of basketball operations. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not violate the state's open meeting laws. That's the ruling from Dane County Judge Frank Remington, who also says American Oversight can keep seeking records from the panel that recommended against impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. New research links emissions from coal-fired power plants to about 500,000 premature deaths in the United States over the past two decades. Karen Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Gallagher's group is working for stricter emission standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Tournament time in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament getting underway tonight at the UW Fieldhouse. The Badgers, with a record of 26-3, take on Jackson State. It's been an exciting journey, says head coach Kelly Sheffield.
You know, our wins against Nebraska or Iowa, we can talk about the draw. We're certainly excited about the draw and being able to host here opening weekend. talk about Jackson State. We can go a lot of different directions. So just a great time of year.
Baseball, Devin Williams named the National League's best relief pitcher of the year. The Brewers closer had 36 saves in 61 games this season. NFL, the Packers host the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football.
You know, there's not many quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes out there, and you combine him with guys like Travis Kelce. That's one of the best combinations in all of the National Football League.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 39. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 18 tonight, 34 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polka.
Have you ever wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Dick Trickle. One of the first from the state to make it to the national circuit, Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For locally grown radio WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is the 29th of November, 2023. It is Wednesday. It is hump day here at the studio.
Hump day!
Welcome into hour number two of the big program, 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. I want to thank Pat Kreitlow of Up North News and Trigby Olson, the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican. And thank all of you for the calls in hour number one. As we are covering this breaking news story, outstanding student journalism. Let's take student out of it for a minute.
It's just outstanding journalism.
Outstanding journalism, exactly. By the Daily Cardinal and reporter Liam Barron, or Barron, I'm not sure how he pronounces it. But by the way, he is going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour on Friday. We have confirmed that with her. Awesome. So the author of this at the Daily Cardinal, Liam Barron, will be with us on Friday to discuss this in more detail. But the headline in this exclusive by the Daily Cardinal, facing budget shortfalls, UW System President Jay Rothman privately suggested in an email that chancellors, quote, shift away from liberal arts programs at low income campuses. Targeted the poorest communities in our state to take away higher education. Want to finish up more of your calls? Thanks for holding through the break. Go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Breaking and biggest news story in the day, I'll call it, in the state of Wisconsin. We go to Milwaukee and Karina in Milwaukee. Thanks for holding through the break. Karina, what say you?
Hi, Todd. It's sad. It's a sad time and it's a news. But I want to give you some information I have about the whole situation.
Sure.
It's been about 10 years or so as of a crush of for-profit colleges. As you know it, and I was a chair of one of those colleges for healthcare administration, coding, and billing. And this is what's happening. Because more and more employees, especially after COVID, looking for skills-oriented and experienced project managing and project knowing and detailing for a job employment, versus actually your degree, that the condition for the institution to receive funds from everywhere where they usually receive for two run institutions besides the student aid was coming to. They have to show that specific level of employment.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's practically impossible to get employed with the art, unfortunately, degree, and which I want to have from Alverna, because nobody takes it seriously.
Yeah.
So they basically trying to fit in, as sad as it sounds, as horrible as it sounds, they trying to fit in and do not lose funds for that school. Otherwise, the school will be closed. Right. Because this is what happened to my college, actually.
I appreciate the call, Karina. Thanks so much. Karina from Milwaukee. Undoubtedly, there is an attack on higher education, particularly those from liberal arts universities right now, particularly by my former party, the Republicans. And it is no secret that they believe that the less educated the electorate is, it's easier for them to try to, and I'll use the word in reverse, Scott Walker, indoctrinate people into this Christian white nationalism that they want to replace everything with. If you're not aware of the world, if you're not aware of history, as our friend Matt Flynn says, you can be co-opted into things like the MAGA cult. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, our ongoing contributor and friend Jeff Perry joins us via phone. Jeff, what say you?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for bringing this to everyone's attention, by the way.
Well, thanks to the great reporting by Liam Brennan, right, in the Daily Cardinal. This is a huge get for them.
Yeah, and you're giving it a big megaphone, though, and I can't thank you enough for that. I understand that that Governor Evers has sent a strongly worded email to Rothman from Warren Spahn. So that should light a fire under him, I think.
That's really funny. That's really well done.
If he could get Rothman, you know, kicked out, you know, he could always pardon him later. So that's a, you know, that's a thought he could have too. But
Tony Evers kind of is the Susan Collins of governors, right? I'm very concerned.
But in all seriousness, I think the time for action on this by the governor was probably really about 14 or 15 months ago. But
yeah,
there is an old saying that, you know, better late than never. And it's time for him to jump into the fray and really get going on this. But seriously, kudos to you, Todd, for following this story for a year. And I don't think it's been adequately covered in the statewide media at large. But I don't know if it would have been covered as much as it had if it hadn't been for you. And
I appreciate that. But in your opinion, you know media better than anybody else I know. Why have other media venues been so reticent to cover this attack on the UW system?
I don't think that a lot of times they investigate stories anymore. I think they just took the declining enrollment line at face value and didn't follow through on any of it. Whereas you did, and you uncovered a whole trail of things that, you know, that led to that. So that's what I think that media in general is populated now by people who are of a different skill set than you're in my generation, Todd, and they're not asking the deep questions and they're not investigating things the way they should.
Gives me so much hope. This great reporter, Liam Brennan at the Daily Cardinal, did it. He's in class right now at UW-Madison. He broke the biggest news story in Wisconsin today.
I love that. That's fantastic.
I think it's great, too. And for the record, I'm a Tony Evers supporter. I voted for him. I'm fine with him. But, I mean, he's got to be more than Susan Collins. He's got to speak out. He's the education governor. He has got to call for Jay Rothman's resignation and do it today.
And as Trigvi Olsen said, he should be shouting this from the top of the tallest building, because this is only going to gain him points.
Yeah,
this is only going to help him.
He has, like, the high last Marquette law school poll, like 56, 58% approval. Use some of those chits, Tony. Come on, Governor Evers.
Yes, absolutely.
Jeff, always appreciate the call. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a great day. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Am I mistaken in remembering something about Scott Walker, that great scholar of governor of ours, too? Did he not want to change the entire mission statement of the university?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was messing around with that at some point, yeah.
That's what I thought.
And of course, he attacks the UW system as saying that it's indoctrinating our youth, and he sent his own kid there.
You're right. Well, there is that little bit of hypocrisy there. But, no, I was just wanted to know for sure. But I was fairly certain of that. Yeah. Isn't that kind of strange, too?
Oh, it's completely strange.
I mean, what is that all about? Yeah. And can you imagine what they would have came up with? You know they did, and I'd like to see what some of it was.
And again, it's a long-term attack on both K-12 public education and our public universities.
Well, it's like you guys have been saying. You have to dumb down the electorate so that they can stay in office.
Right. And it's particularly egregious, Dick, that President Rothman called out low-income campuses.
Yeah, that's special.
In a sad sort of way. Dick, always appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789. Talking about this great reporting by the Daily Cardinal's Liam Buren, that president of the UW system is now calling for a shift away from liberal arts programs, particularly those that serve low-income students. Let's go to the phone lines. Jay in London. Jay is standing by. Jay, what say you?
You deserve to be angry, my brother.
Well, thank you. I am. Because it's an attack on, particularly on people like me, people like I went to school with. It is an attack on non-traditional students, particularly women who are single moms who are going back to school to get educated so they can help their families. It's an attack on rural Wisconsin. And it's... I haven't seen anything this egregious as an attack on Wisconsinites in a long time.
I've been watching your show for a while. I've been hearing you talk about this topic for a while. And yesterday was even worse. They were talking about, sexualizing kids, library stuff, and on and on. Government coming to snoop in kids. Why are they obsessed with this stuff?
Well, again, I think it's an attack, whether it's on public school libraries, and Mr. Zomers pointed out that this doesn't seem, keyword seem, to apply to charters and private schools, but this is an attack on whether it's this goofy thing, this bill that will never go anywhere, say that, you know, schools have to tell parents of 15-year-olds or younger what their kids are looking at in libraries. It's just an attack on education, saying we don't trust teachers, we don't trust educators, we don't trust school boards, we don't trust library boards in our communities. It's a complete lack of trust and an egregious attack on knowledge and education.
Exactly. I don't know what is it all about. These people, they better work for something and change something in people's lives rather than doing this sort of thing. Yeah. Why are they electing this type of people? I don't understand.
Well, that's why we're here, to try to expose this. And in this case, we're not doing any of the work. We're just giving, as my friend Jeff Perry said, we're trying to give a megaphone to this great work of the Daily Cardinal, and in particular, Liam Buren, the great reporter at the Daily Cardinal. We're trying to give a megaphone. So I still believe, Jay, if, as Abraham Lincoln said, given the truth, people will make the right choice 9 times out of 10. I added the 9 times out of 10.
Exactly. I think what you are doing is okay. Somebody need to put pressure on my man, Tony Evers. I call him boring in a nice way. But apparently he's going to be Biden. Everything is cautious. They never fight. What is this?
Well, and I think that's the point, is that we are encouraging Governor Tony Evers to speak out on this and so, too, call for the resignation of Jay Rothman. Jay, always a pleasure. Thank you so very much. Appreciate you over there across the pond. Don't go anywhere. More on the other side, the Todd Lowball Show on Civic Media.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey,
it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, and I'm looking forward to being back on the air with you every weekday on the Civic Media Network and on our app very soon. A big shout out to Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, and of course, our fantastic guests who have been helping to hold down the fort while I've been gone. So I can't wait to talk to you soon.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Nicely done, Mr. Zomer, is finding that cut from the great orange one, former President Trump, who is the leading nominee for the Republicans for president in 2024, he loves the poorly educated. Thanks to Jack and Merrimack listening on WAUK for texting in, reminding us of that quote from February 2016. Jack says, quote, "That's because they haven't been given critical thinking skills. So they're much more susceptible to misdirection, misinformation, and just plain lies." I've been talking about this for over a year now. When UW Richland was the first campus to announce to be closed. And I called it a canary in the coal mine. And there were people on the left and the right who told me to calm down. This is a one-off. I said, look, my grandmother was the first woman to be a dean of UW institution. She helped along with several others. She was the instigator that built UW Richland. That started it primarily so that quality education could reach the poorest areas of our state. She sacrificed blood, sweat, and tears for UW Richland. And within the last year, we've seen the same thing happen to UW Washington over by Milwaukee. And now the Fox Valley campus, which is an offshoot of UW Oshkosh. And I am telling you, there is more to come. And now we have, through the great reporting of Liam Bren, who is going to join us on Friday's show. You're not going to want to miss it in hour number two of the Daily Cardinal in his story that he exclusively broke today. You can read it online at dailycardinal.com. The headline, "Facing budget shortfalls, UW system president privately suggested Chancellor's, quote, shift away, unquote, from liberal arts programs at low-income campuses." That is what is so egregiously terrible about this. It's one thing for him to send his minions, like Vice President of the System Jeff Barrant, a former Democratic staffer at the Capitol, worked with him several times, in bipartisan legislation. And Barrant and other minions of the UW system came out and looked people, good people, salt of the earth people at Richland County, both Republicans and Democrats, who had come to town hall meetings to save their campus, and said, "No, we don't want to do this. We don't want to do this." It was a lie. Barrant lied to people. Jay Rothman lied, because now through the great reporting of the Daily Cardinal, we have the email that says, quote, "Consider shifting away from liberal arts programs to programs that are more career specific, particularly if the institutions serve a large number of low income students," unquote. He went on to say, Rothman did, quote, "Make the painful cuts and adjustments at one time and then move on, unquote. Education is under attack in the state of Wisconsin. And now we know that Jay Rothman is one of the key planners of the attack. He has to go. He has to resign. Or Governor Tony Evers needs to call a press conference today and tell his regents, a majority of the Wisconsin Board of Regents he appointed, to vote and fire Jay Rothman. And by the way, get a couple of more moving trucks up there at the 17th floor of Van Nuys and take the whole kit and caboodle staff with him. Because this wasn't one guy's idea. This was the so-called brain trust on top of Van Nuys. And if we want to ensure the Wisconsin idea survives, we have to have change. We're going to continue to follow the story. We will have the great reporter, Liam Bren of the Daily Cardinal, on this show in hour number two on Friday. You are not going to want to miss it. Changing to national headlines, and this is there's so many things I want to say. From one idiot to another. I was going to say from one Jack Blank to another. from Jay Rothman to George Santos, the embattled congressman from New York, Republican, who has been found by a bipartisan committee of Congress to essentially be incompetent to hold office. He is being...
Really?
I know, it's shocking. George Santos being accused now of this bipartisan committee investigation, having taken money from his supporters and buying expensive clothing, personal clothing for himself, going on trips. Some of the lowest, most egregious things you can think of a congressperson could do. Last night, the first vote to clear the way for yet another expulsion vote on Santos passed almost unanimously. I think one person dissented, one person didn't vote or voted present. And they're saying now that Republicans have decided they're going to sacrifice this guy. They just can't have him. And there may be the actual vote to expel him from Congress sometime this week yet. A little history. Only five times has the U.S. House expelled a member from office. The first three were expelled in 1861 for disloyalty to the Union fighting for the Confederacy. It was nearly 120 years later when Michael J. Myers was convicted of bribery on October 2nd of 1980. And most recently, on July 24th, 2002, James A. Trafficant, remember him? He had the kind of the big hair, James A. Trafficant, was convicted of conspiracy to commit bribery, defraud the U.S., receipt of illegal gratuities, obstruction of justice, filing false tax returns, and racketeering. Meanwhile, on the other end of the building, the United States Senate, only 15 members have ever been expelled. The first in 1797, a case of treason for assisting Great Britain in invading Spanish Florida. The other 14 were for supporting the Confederacy. So it has not happened often, these expulsions. It just has not happened real often. But this is a case where I think you got to take care of it. So we shall see whether George Santos survives or does not survive. We'll keep following that story. Coming up a little bit later here, we'll lighten things up a little bit in the last half hour here. Don't forget we have our friend Matt Flynn coming up at 2 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And when we come back, also take another call here on the line. Don't want to cut people off, but coming up we have Jesse from Middleton, who will be talking to us on, they have called in on this issue of the UW system president, which we have been following, this breaking news, top news story in the state of Wisconsin, according to the Daily Cardinal. So we'll take more callers on that and other topics as well. Not going to want to miss it. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Israel and Hamas have agreed to extend their truce to a seventh day. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says top American officials have been pushing for the ceasefire to continue.
The more the U.S. sends its most senior people, it instills again in Israeli and Palestinian and Hamas officials how seriously the U.S. is engaged in this.
The agreement extends the deal to exchange 10 Israeli hostages a day for 30 Palestinian prisoners. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died.
The first thing we have to be clear about the forces which are at work in the Middle East.
Kissinger worked for Presidents Nixon and Ford. He died at his home in Connecticut. He was 100 years old. A company that operates 30 hospitals across six states has been hit with a ransomware attack, says CBS's Nicole Skanga.
No timeline on if Ardent Health is going to be able to get the network up and running in the next few days. Also, no word on whether or not they've decided to pay the ransom.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. A UW spokesperson says Rothman values liberal arts education. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for three pre-cup, fruit cup, and tray products. The products use true fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quickstar, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 39. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 18 tonight, 34 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 25.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it?
Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I think I can't say I ever met. But here's a dude, Jay Rothman, who runs one of the most powerful, or ran one of the most powerful law firms in a country, maybe in the world, Foley and Lardner. Based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They hired him, although he never had any experience in higher education, period. The Board of Regents hired him to run the UW system. I don't think about that for a second. If you were building a house, would you go down to your local baker and say, man, you made our wedding cake. It was a great wedding cake. We'd like you to build our house. No, you wouldn't do that. So this guy, Jay Rothman, who'd never had any education experience, was put in charge of the UW system. That should have raised red flags first and foremost.
And it did.
And it did.
People didn't listen.
Exactly. And now, last year, he closed UW-Richland. And I said this is a cardinal or a canary in the coal mine. And few people listened. And then he shut down Richland, Washington County, Fox Valley, and there's more to come. And now, from the outstanding reporting from the Daily Cardinal, reporter Liam Barron, reporting that he obtained an email, which he published, and the email says, from Rothman, telling four-year chancellors to, quote, shift away, unquote, from liberal arts programs, particularly if that institution serves low-income students. It's repugnant. It's appalling. Jay Rothman needs to resign. Governor Tony Evers needs to call for his resignation letter, and if he doesn't give it within the next 48 hours, Tony Evers should instruct his Board of Regents, the majority of whom he has now nominated, to fire Jay Rothman. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Jesse in Madison, we appreciate you holding through the break. Jesse, what say you?
Thanks for taking my call. Thank you for reporting this. Gosh, this is so egregious in so many different ways, right? So as a rational actor, you're trying to parse apart which of this is like the worst aspect of it.
Right.
It's horrible that Jay Rothman, we should keep saying Jay Rothman's name. It's really important that we keep Jay Rothman in the spotlight because sunlight's the best disinfectant for Jay Rothman and people like him and people who do things like that. Gosh, even if he didn't have any acumen or experience running universities, you would think that working at a place like Foley and Lardner, you would at least know, even if my values disagree with yours grossly, you put something in writing that assails and puts forth a policy that is overtly targeting low-income people. I got to think that either you just are so horrible at messaging or so horrible at what you like, or you just don't know that it's an evil thing to do. Each of those things should make you need to resign your post. And this is what I would say to the chancellors that this email went out to. Note what he said about make the biggest cut quickly, as if, and then move on. Like, there's not going to be other cuts we're going to ask you to make. Obviously, that's a load of horse hockey, right? Yep. It's manipulative, and it seeks to make deep, immediate cuts. And this is the thing, when dealing with people like this, they're not dealing in good faith. They're not going to stop there. Obviously, and I hate to usually speculate on the motive of others, but lack of other information, we're left to do that. I got to imagine that his motives aren't great here. Neither are his backers in the legislature. So I would say to the chancellors, take all of that with five grains of salt And don't expect that this would be the last time, because you can't negotiate with people who are not negotiating in good faith.
Hunter, Jesse, great call. Absolutely great call. And you bring up a point I haven't touched on, and I'm so glad you did. The legislators in the state capitol, in particular Howard Markline, Republican co-chair, Senate co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, he should call for Rothman's resignation. The head of the chair of the Education Committee in the Assembly and the Senate should call for the firing and resignation of Jay Rothman, along with Governor Evers. It's a great point. Let's go to the phone lines again, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Joe, thanks for holding on. What say you?
I just wanted to provide a little example of somebody who got a BA, liberal arts degree. This person got it from UW-Madison. His name is John Morgridge. He is a man who started out small, had jobs washing equipment, dragging stones, washing walls in the Pabst Brewery, and went on to Madison to get a Bachelor of Arts degree, a liberal arts education. Mm. He then went on to get a business degree, and Mr. Morgridge got himself head of a CEO of Cisco Systems, which when he started out had 34 employees. When he left at retirement, had 50,000 employees. Mr. Morgridge and his wife have given millions to UW because they believe in education in Wisconsin and wanted to show that they are behind it. They gave $50 million, I had heard, for Wisconsin Institutes for Discovery. Mm-hmm. But in doing a little bit more research on this guy, back in 2010, he and his wife gave $175 million to start a fund for Wisconsin Scholar Endowment, okay? Wow. And they are specifically designed grants for low-income students because he understands what education means for low-income students, and he understands what a liberal arts degree means. I mean, other people have stories like this, but there's one of somebody who has contributed his money and his interest and his philanthropy to the UW because of the UW's previous commitment to low-income students and to education and throughout the state, not just Madison, Milwaukee, but throughout the state. That scholar endowment grant says low-income students across the university. So I wanted to provide that example to just say liberal arts, an incredible grounding for an incredible career. And those people who aren't aware of it, especially somebody who works as a lawyer at a high-priced place like Foley and Lardner, man, asleep at the wheel, somebody else needs to take charge. Thanks a lot.
Joe, fantastic call. Appreciate it so much. See, this is why, everyone, I came in today and I'm dealing with a little bit of stuffiness and congestion. I wasn't feeling the best. And then I see this report from the Daily Cardinal exposing Jay Rothman for what he is. And I really felt crappy. But then we got on the air and we took callers like Joe and those before her that bring facts to the table, that bring examples to the table. I appreciate that call so much, Joe. And this is what makes the show.
Absolutely.
These thoughtful discussions across the state of Wisconsin, where everybody says, well, hey, did we think of this? Hey, did you think this is what excites me every day. And I'm so thankful for everybody, Joe and everybody else who's calling in and giving these examples. She's absolutely right that the University of Wisconsin system, one of its key missions, of course, the Wisconsin idea that the borders of our university are the borders of the state. And that includes particularly low income and poor folks, because but a large part of the Wisconsin idea is that our universities in Wisconsin aren't just a bunch of ivory tower, universities stereotypes where, professors in natty jackets are smoking pipes and discussing philosophy. Not that there's anything wrong with that, mind you. But that our universities can educate people, the poorest of the poor, to give them hope. That we are our extension, our university extension could go in and help our ag community. That our two-year colleges can give economic support and education support across the state of Wisconsin. And now we have the president of the University of Wisconsin system, Jay Rothman, in an email reported by the Daily Cardinal today, saying that he wants to particularly target low-income students and institutions that serve them and shift away from liberal arts programs. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Carol in Madison. Carol, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi. This is just egregious. We went from having a cheerleader for the university system in Tommy Thompson, which Jay Rothman must have had his eyes closed and his head stuck in the ground if he didn't see that. And to now basically a lapdog for the Republican Party, I thought he would be able to talk with and advocate for the university as a probable Republican, given that he was head of a large law firm. Mm-hmm. And I gave him some props for that. Frankly, I think they should have chosen the other guy, but they didn't. At this point, he has proven that he is nothing but a lapdog who's going to roll over and dismantle the university system. And this is, as a proud UW Eau Claire graduate, I am appalled. Yeah. And I'm just almost speechless because this is horrible. And I want to also advocate to the University System Board of Regents, because if they aren't appalled by this, they don't belong on the Board of Regents.
Agreed. And that's why I hope and am wishing and hoping that our education governor, who I support, who I voted for, Tony Evers, comes out today and calls for the resignation along with Republican leaders of the Assembly. Carol, thanks for the call. Great call. Thank you so very much. Let's go up to Merrimack. Jack in Merrimack, thanks for calling in, my friend. What say you?
Well, if the Republicans and this guy really want to improve the lot of low-income students, there's a fairly simple way to do it. And that is go back and approve the construction of the new engineering building and then make out of the $3.5 billion we have in the surplus, then make scholarships available for a large number of low-income students to go into that engineering program. Mm-hmm. And they will definitely improve their lot in life with an engineering degree. If you start out as a low-income family, there's no question on that.
I can tell you, proof positive, my youngest godson, who grew up in Monroe, I would say come from a middle-class family, not low-income, but middle-class. He got an engineering degree at UV-Madison. He's now working for Department of Defense and Navy, working on aircraft carriers alongside military people, and he's doing great because of a degree and an engineering degree at UV-Madison.
Yep. The programs at the UW are they're among the best, in the country, among the best in the world.
Agreed, Jack. Thanks so much. Always appreciate you calling in and listening. Jack in Merrimack. Let's go quickly to Kurt in Madison. Kurt, thanks for listening. What say you?
Sorry for being the cynic, but since the 80s, the Republicans knew they had to dismantle things from the bottom up to get control of things. This was all well planned and choreographed long before he even stepped up to put his hat in the position. Anybody that thinks that he was randomly touched on and what he was doing is a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Look at our post office system. It is the same thing. This is a very precise, choreographed execution of dismantling our educational system. And he isn't working in a vacuum. There's a lot of people who are complicit that knew what was going to go down. So let's not just go after him. Let's put the limelight on all the regents, because You don't get to sit on your throne and say, put your hands up in the air and say, well, I had no idea that he was going to do this. No. That's why you're a regent. That's why you're on the board. And if you do put your hands up, then you're fired because you don't belong to be there.
Kurt, great call. Really appreciate it. Kurt Madison, I think, has a great point. We'll talk about it on the other side. Also, Tom, we see you on the lines. As Matt Flynn says, don't go anywhere. Back with your calls and more. The breaking news from the Daily Cardinal on Jay Rothman. More after this on the Todd Allball Show.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, our friend and colleague Matt Flynn will step into the airwaves, step up to the mic, taking you to the front lines of history, history being made every minute of every day. As Matt likes to remind us, he will take you there at the top of the hour or just after the national news and the weather headlines. Matt Flynn Direct coming up next. You don't want to miss it. I did not intend to spend the majority of our show today on this, but I'm so glad that people are as riled up about this as I am and taking the time to call in. This great reporting by Liam Barron of the Daily Cardinal, one of the student newspapers here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, exposing, and has gotten a hold of, an email written by the president of the UW system, Jay Rothman, in which he encouraged chancellors of the two-year campuses to, quote, consider shifting away from liberal arts programs to programs that are more career-specific, particularly if the institution serves a large number of low-income students. Make the painful cuts and adjustments at one time and then move on, unquote. An attack on the very foundation of the Wisconsin idea that if you're in a low-income area of the state, Jay Rothman says, we're not going to serve you. Because, you know, those low-income people, they're not going to pay tuition. We're not going to educate them. Jay Rothman needs to resign today and take his minions on the 17th floor of Van Nuys with him. And if he doesn't, Governor Tony Evers should immediately call for his resignation and call for his now majority-appointed Board of Regents to fire Rothman. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tom and Madison, listening on WMDX, we appreciate you holding through the break. Tom, what say you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And his attack on UW, holding millions of dollars hostage, and unless they conform to his idea of what education should be. And also, he was the guy a couple years back, if you remember, that wanted to literally get rid of the Wisconsin idea and replace it with some sort of training statement. And basically what they're doing is they're just trying to make one of the best research universities in the world into a training college. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even be a college. It would be a training school. And especially focusing on low-income people. And, I mean, it's very much class warfare.
Tom, I don't mean to interrupt, but I want to make sure you were a little garbled, your signal at the beginning. I want to make sure we understood who you were talking about. Who was it, Voss or Walker, or who were you trying to point out?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely Robin Voss. It was a couple of years back, he wanted to rescind the Wisconsin idea and replace it with basically a training statement, training the workforce of Wisconsin. And it just continues on, more class warfare.
Yeah. Great call, Tom. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for calling. Great call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to the Fox Valley. Cindy, listening in Appleton. Cindy, always appreciate the call. What say you?
Well, this is very maddening, but, you know, it just goes along with everything they're doing to the University of Oshkosh and eliminating all the two-year schools. It, like you say, it's a class warfare. They only want the people who are rich that can afford the big tuitions at the four-year schools to go. Otherwise, the rest of us be damned.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I don't understand it. I mean, the benefit, the whole nation benefits from an educated public.
Yeah, Cindy, I couldn't agree more. And again, you're in the Fox Valley up there in Appleton, where this is hitting, as well as down in Washington County, as well as down in Southwest at Richland County. I mean, also lost here is the economic impact to just give up on these two-year schools. It brings in, I think, Richland County $7-8 million a year is the economic impact being lost.
I know, but economics don't matter to Republicans.
that's the irony, right? Back when I was a Republican, that's all they barely all they talked about. Well, you have to run the government like you run your kitchen table, or you know, all this kind of stuff. And now that all that's it's simply ideology. It is MAGA ideology and education, be it K-12 or higher ed public education, be damned. And it's an assault. And what's so egregious, Cindy, in this email obtained by the Daily Cardinal from Jay Rothman, president of the UW system, is that he singles out low-income students, that's where he wants to cut.
Yep. Well, that's been obvious. He didn't even have to say that. It's just been obvious.
Yeah. And I appreciate the call, Cindy. Really appreciate it. Cindy up at Appleton, thanks so much. A couple minutes left. If you want to join in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I want to get this out there because it ties in that, and look, my life was changed due to international students being at UW-Richland and Platteville and changing my life. I'm all for it. But there has been a marked increase in recruitment of international students across the sea to bring in, and we are hearing more and more stories of Wisconsin kids who got the grades to be admitted to UW-Madison or other four-year colleges and get rejected. And you want to know what that is? The dirty secret is because institutions, because of the lack of funding from Republicans, primarily in the legislature, are looking at their bottom line and saying, we could get a lot more money by getting international foreign kids in here and paying out-of-country tuition than we can if your kid lives in Richland Center or Sheboygan or Two Rivers or Amory or Wausau or Green Bay. That's one of the dirty secrets. And now we hear, courtesy of the Daily Cardinal, this great reporting. Now we know that the president of the UW system himself put it in writing to target institutions that serve, quote, large numbers of low-income students, unquote. He needs to resign. And if he doesn't, the governor of the state, Tony Evers, needs to call for his firing and direct his Board of Regents to do so. Off the text line from WMDX says, gosh, if I were Foley and Lardner, I would wonder if Rothman should still be a partner there. Well, I think he had to get rid of his partnership in order to be president of the UW system. Great calls today. I cannot tell you how much you've uplifted my spirits, because when I see Wisconsinites engaged, that's what gives me hope. And when I see great reporting, young reporting like Leon Barron on the Daily Cardinal, that gives me hope. We have confirmed it during the show. Liam Barron, the reporter that broke this big story at the Daily Cardinal, will be our guest at 1:30 on Friday. You're not going to want to miss it. Also, don't miss Matt Flynn Direct. He is up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, keep banging on your drum.
Banging on your drum. And they will hear you.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. One more day. That's the length of a last-minute add-on to the Israel-Hamas ceasefire after negotiations over...